Hi, everyone. It is week 7. This is our last week. All right. So today, this week, is about ritualizing our calling. Ritual is one of my favorite topics. And in the name of ritual, I'm going to create more of a ritual container for this particular recording. And the three parts of ritual, if you break it down to like the most bare bones, is some kind of invocation where you create the ritual container, an intention of some kind that usually has some symbolic meaning, leaving space for the unknown to occur in the ritual container. So you've got the intention and you've got the unknown, and you've got your kind of metaphoric symbolic piece you're working with that reflects what's going on in your soul. And then you've got a closing of some kind. So I think I've posted my article on ritual, and that shares a little bit in more detail. So I'm going to start this by inviting us into a ritual space. And I am invoking and I am calling on the allies of our calling, the helpful ancestors who are supporting us to remember who we truly are and why we're here and what role we have in the world at this particular time and this particular place. I'm invoking our gifts, and I'm invoking the earth where each of us is in this moment, the earth below us, the ancestors of that place being acknowledged and honored. Any of the allies that you may have come to know or spent perhaps more time with than you had in the past to be with us. And as always, spirit demands specificity. So what is this ritual about? Why are we inviting and invoking these beings? Well, our intention to those who we've called is that we want to consecrate what we've learned about our calling. We want to ritualize in some way our calling, embody it, make it sacred. And if it feels right, to also invite our community in some way to witness us. So that is our intention. And that is my intention for you. And if you have a different intention or an additional intention, I'm just going to take a moment to give space for you to speak that out loud or in your heart to those you've invoked. So I'm going to talk to you about creating your own ritual. I think his first name is Lewis. Lewis Hyde wrote a book called The Gift, and he has a term called a threshold gift. And I love that term. And I want to invite you to consider the possibility of offering a threshold gift. So what one of my threshold gifts was my Women's Courage Circle. So I had gotten the clarity that I wanted to offer this circle. I had gathered enough courage to be able to do it, and the baby was crowning. I needed to get this baby out, right? When calling, when we've gestated long enough, the calling pushes, right? And I know that men on this call are just the human, I just believe the human soul can understand that regardless of what body you're in, because the psyche has births. And so we know what that feels like to have something being pushed from inside that wants to be birthed. Yeah. What wants to be birthed in you in the world, and what could you offer your community? So I gathered and invited 6 people, and I offered this Women's Courage Circle. The main thing was, I need to do this, and this is my threshold. This is my ritualizing of stepping into teaching. It was a really powerful experience and really set the foundation for my work. And so, what do you imagine giving to your community as an offering? Is there some way that you can embody the archetypes that you've become conscious of, the essence qualities that you've become conscious of in yourself, the symbols that speak to you most deeply? What is the doing part? What action wants to come from this soup of the mystery? How has the speech of your soul informed you up to this point? What wants to be born? Or, like we've talked about, the soul has seasons. You know, if it's not time, it's not time. So we don't want to push it. Some people choose to do a ritualizing of their calling alone. For some people, it's a sacred ceremony for themselves, just to acknowledge and honor their deeper identity of who they are in the world. And so it's very personal. There's no expectation or pressure to do it any particular way, but that's the invitation. And it's, you know, I think there's something about the risk factor that, again, it's not necessary, but if there's a little taste of risk, then there's an initiatory kind of, the archetype of initiation gets activated, and that can be really powerful. That can be really powerful to you know, step across a threshold that feels like there's a risk there. And really the risk tends to come down to something is wanting to die and something is wanting to be born. That's my understanding of ritual, and that's my understanding of initiation. And so what does want to die in you? And what does want to be born in you? Yeah? So just let that simmer and let it arise, as always, from the bottom up. It's not our idea of what we think should die or we wish would already died a long time ago. It's not about that. It's really about, as always, listening to the speech of the soul. Letting ourselves be informed. Letting ourselves be receptive. And then when there's clarity, letting ourselves respond in some way that mirrors what we've received. Okay, and so let me see if there's anything else to say before we close the space. How about we do what we often do is let's take a moment. Invite your visionary channels to be active. Invite your inner eye and any images that may arise or visions you may have, eyes open. Invite your inner ears for the whispers of the soul or the whispers of the ancestors. Let the kinesthetic channel, just kind of imagine turning on that light switch. And your inner knower is letting it know you're available to receive knowing. And perhaps there's a taste that you're sensitive to, or a smell that may arise. Any other way that you might receive information that maybe I don't know about. And we're just going to ask your soul. Ask your soul, what is it that wants to be birthed in me and ritualized? What would it mean for me to ritualize my calling in this stage? So noting how it shows up, and that make sure you give yourself time to follow if there's a kind of a flood of information coming. And if it's something simple and small, take note of that. And let yourself take all the impressions that have arisen during our time together and allow yourself to have fun and be creative and create a ritual that expresses where you are and where you're wanting to move in terms of your calling. Okay, blessings to everyone. Bye-bye.